Recording number 12, Bugs, Indian Mill Moths.
Have you ever seen an Indian Mill Moth before? They look like this. Yeah, that's one of the better examples. They're really gross. They actually, as you can see, live their food. So they usually found in pantries to where they'll lay their eggs actually in the food. It's really gross. Have you been seeing these around? Okay, good. So like just the normal moths. Yeah, these guys are a little bit more, I guess you could say, bigger. They kind of have the longer antenna snout. Their wings are more defined. It looks like more of like a little like the little cricket thing you hit up and over the net. It looks like that, because it's an insect. How we treat those, like if you have them in your house, we have to empty the whole pantry out and throw all the food away, and we do an inside treatment on them. We do a crack and crevice to help out on like plumbing, and if you could see what I said. The best way is actually to get all the food out, and actually we'll do some nice work on the outside. A foundation spray, three coat to make sure they don't come in again. Usually they come in, when the door's open, when there's a lot of food, you can take out your trash a lot. And so you want to make sure you get a hold of them. They can make it, any insect in your food when you start eating it can make you sick, but these guys especially. That's how we'll do it. The best way is just to get, like I said before, enter all the pantry. If you're having any issues here, okay, so in the past you have, I can take a look at it if you want to show me real quick. Okay. Yeah, and so this is, this looks like evidences of old. I mean, you can kind of see. I would recommend just clean up a little bit if possible and not leaving any food out. Because the cleaner you are, the more healthy you're ever live, but then bugs will come in as well. So, yeah, this is definitely, oh, look, yeah. Okay, yeah, see that's, was that bag open earlier? Okay. Yeah, so that's an Indian Mill Moth. Looks like he's dead. But anyway, he's here, in there, so we can cover you for that. We'll focus on the pantry. We do some treatments here. We're not gonna treat it all with pesticide in your pantry, but we're gonna make sure they don't come back in. We'll do some nice outside work for you. But the best way is to throw all the food away that's been open. And if you want to be extra careful, you can just maybe throw it all away if you want. It's just a small extra to our action plan. It's just $20 extra on that initial and send monthly for a guarantee that we'll get rid of them and that they won't come back. Again, it's a year plan, and they're kind of like a stink bug in a way that takes time to get rid of them. But these guys are definitely evident to see. They'll lay your eggs in your food, which is good. So I'll put you down for that. But again, you're on that discount with your neighbors, and so you're already getting $100 off today, so I'm talking to you, because we have our trucks in the area. So we'll add the stink bugs to your plan. Make sure you get the ticks too as